How are you feeling to make of that MMA league? Or?
Yes, good morning. It's Christopher Rust. I think Michael Cohen gave me a call yesterday.
Yeah, how are you, Mr. Rust?
I'm not bad, yeah.
Fantastic. Let me just grab your details up, sir. Got you. Yeah, so I rang you yesterday. My role at MMA is to gather the evidence for your Scottish redress claim.
Okay. Yeah.
My job isn't to drag you over what you've already told us. It's more to find out how the impact and the trauma you faced as a child has followed you or haunted you into your adult life.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, any sort of alcohol or drug issues, PTSD. And what I'll then do, Mr. Rust, is I'll write to those relevant authorities and I will gather that information just so we can paint an accurate picture of, the trauma you faced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Has had a lasting effect on your life. Is that okay, Christopher?
Yeah.
Perfect. Just before we go any further, I do need to make you aware that all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
No problem at all.
I am going to have to ask you some relatively tough questions, Mr. Rust. So we haven't got, time or capacity to do that now. We can do that whenever you're ready. It's not a problem.
Yeah, I'll go up. You can do it now. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So my first question, if you like, is to find out if you suffered any sort of depression or anxiety. And whether that's been flagged by, or you've reported that to, the medical professionals.
No, I've never went down to seeking help in any way, I don't think. Obviously affected me all through my life with relationships, been in and out of prison because of what happened to me, just in and out, and not being able to, have a career-led life, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. You get kicked into a different path, don't you?
Absolutely.
Have you had any issues with drugs or alcohol, Chris?
We all drink, yeah. But No, I didn't have a problem with drugs at all, no.
Okay. Have you ever sought any sort of medical attention for the drink?
No.
Okay. So I've got one more tough one. It's a really tough one to ask you. But like I said, I would be doing you a disservice if I don't ask. So I apologise in advance. But have you ever tried to take your own life, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that part.
No, not a problem.
No, it is a problem, but I'm so sorry. Did that incident end up with you being in hospital or hospitalised?
Yeah, I took a fair amount of, I think it was called Eminevrin. It's an anti-boost drug, and I drank with it, and I was found basically non-responsive, taken to hospital. Luckily, managed to revive me and still here.
Yeah, fantastic. So it'll become clear why I have to ask you that one in a second, because I'm going to write to that hospital.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to gather that information, obviously on your behalf. Obviously the reason being is, we can potentially tie this all back to trauma you suffered as a child and, your mental health issues. into your adult life is because of, you know, as what happened. Mm-hmm. It happens to us all in obviously very different ways, but, you know, somebody's been through such trauma as a youngster, you know, it's had a massive effect on us,
mm-hmm.
on your adult life. So, can I take the hospital name?
Yeah, it's Aberdeen Royal Infirmary.
Okay. Royal. Okay. Yeah, sorry about that one, Chris. That's one that I don't look forward to on these calls. Just to let you know that you're not going to be alone in that way of thinking. You know, 90% of my clients, when I ask that question, give me similar answers. So,
just very, very, very low at that time, I guess, and nowhere to go and no one to speak to, and I don't know, I just had enough of it.
Yeah, I think that's why suicide rates are so high in men, is because men don't really go and talk about the problems or their issues, and they bottle it up and bottle it up and bottle it up, and they see the only way out of it is out of it.
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I'm going to do, Chris, with your permission, I'm going to write to the hospital, the NHS Trust. I'm also going to write to the social services of the care settings you're in Aberdeen.
Okay.
Give me a second. Sorry, I was on hold for a call. So I'm going to write to the social services. When I get that information, Chris, do you want me to share that with you?
I think that would be beneficial for myself if I could through some of this stuff, you know. I don't know what's been written about me or what was said.
A lot of, you know, 50-50 that question. Some clients want to piece together, you know, what's happened to them in the past. Some people just don't want to face it. Clients want all copies of this information. Okay. So when we get that, Chris, it's probably going to be anywhere between six and 10 months time. Obviously, as you can imagine. These places aren't quick. But I'll send you the information that I get, so we're both reading from the same hymn sheet, and we'll go through it together. Once we go through it, we'll make sure that you're happy with all of the evidence that we've got, i.e., your statements are accurate and substantial enough. The medical evidence to support, obviously, your mental health. And then we'll do what's called a final submission. That's where we send everything to the Scottish Redress. We'll probably need a copy of your bank account at that point, because they don't accept the final submission without the bank account, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So we'll then, what happens then, Chris, is then we wait for what's called a panel date. The panel will then obviously judge or adjudicate on our case, and from there hopefully we'll get you the recognition that you deserve.
Perfect.
And also some financial compensation, Chris.
And what would the redress actually be? Do I get an apology or what is it?
It's a admission of guilt, an apology, and some compensation. This is your call. This is not my call. It's your call. You ask any questions you want.
It's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just to let you know, our average claim value, the average claim value in the Scottish Redress is $55,000. That's obviously, we've taken that figure over the last 3 to 5 years. Let's see. All we can do is try and substantiate your case as much as we can and give you the best chance. Is that okay, Chris?
That's perfect.
Okay, let me just check your documents here and make sure I've got absolutely everything for you before I...
No problem. I've got a Maine Coon here. He's just massive and he just meow.
Is he, yeah? Chris, I've got a driver's license for you as a proof of identity.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm missing is a proof of address. Do you have any sort of letters that are dated in the last 3 months?
Yeah. Do you want me just to scan and send it to you?
I can, if it's okay with you, I can send you a WhatsApp now from my personal phone.
Just a sec. I'll just grab some of them.
I mean, we could use your passport if you have a passport as well.
Do you want a passport or do you want a letter? Do you need both?
Well, no. If you give me a passport, I can use your driver's license as the proof of address. Obviously, then for the proof of addresses, we need it to be within the last 3 months. But obviously, the driver's license, if we're using that as a proof of address, has years on it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
7398 08 41. Contact Chris Rust. Do you have WhatsApp, Chris?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So if you can, once you get your document, Chris, if you can just click on the camera on that message I've just sent you, take the picture and it'll send it obviously straight back to me.
Okay, just a sec. Yeah, I'm just waiting for it to update. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, it's my message hasn't gone through to you.
Yeah, that should be set out.
Okay. Do you have your blue ticks on, Chris? On your arm? Do you have your blue ticks on?
Just a sec.
Let me see if anything you see. And it looks like from me.
Okay, try that again, just a second.
Okay, yeah, I've got it.
You got it.
Yeah, absolutely perfect. Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
So what I'll do, Chris, is obviously I'll start with getting your information off now. Mm-hmm. To Scottish Redress, to these relevant authorities. I do have to go through one piece of information with you, just so obviously you're fully aware of our fees and what other options are out there available for you. I do need to go over that with you on this recorded call, just so obviously we know you're fully aware.
Yeah.
So you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself, Chris. You don't need a law firm to do that. Obviously, that would entail if you wish to go out and get your own evidence, or not. Mm-hmm. That's entirely up to you. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there in England and Scotland that can help. You apply to the Scottish Redress team and won't charge you any fees. They get paid direct from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client win, loses or draws.
Mm-hmm.
I can't legally go into their processes, what they do and what they, and probably more importantly, because what they wouldn't do for you or don't do for you.
Okay.
All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that Government Legal Fee Scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions.
Okay.
We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We tie our fate to yours under a joint venture, which is a no-win, no-fee. What that means, obviously, is you win, we win, you lose, we lose, and it's on me and our law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best possible outcome.
Okay.
Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. It's actually worked out around about 19.2%, but just for ease, well, let's say you'll never pay us more than 20%, no matter how much time we spend on your case.
Okay.
On the flip side of that, Chris, obviously you've been through such emotional hardship your whole life. We'll never put you under any sort of financial hardship. So if we are unsuccessful, we will never come looking for our fees to be covered by yourself.
Okay.
Our insurance policy covers us. Covers all of our fees if we are unsuccessful.
Okay, I guess it's a loss. Okay.
Yeah. Do you understand those three options, Chris?
I understand, yeah.
Okay, are you still happy for me to continue with your case, sir?
Absolutely happy, yes.
Perfect. Just to let you know, Chris, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us.
Mm-hmm.
If you're unaware, I can reset that clock to start today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us to continue, you can waive the 14-day cooling off period and obviously we can start working on your case.
Yeah, I'm happy for you to continue working and I'll waive the 14 days, no problem.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much. What I'll do, Chris, is obviously you've got my number now. If you need me for anything, save my number. I'm always at the other end of a phone call for you. If you're struggling and want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, you can always pick up the phone to me. Any questions, pick up the phone to me. In very, rare circumstances, there'll be another member of the team speaking to you, but the likelihood is that the majority of the time it's going to be me now that runs with your case.
Okay.
So if you need me, just call me and I'll send you out all my contact details over the next 2 weeks.
Magic.
Fantastic. Do you have any questions for me, Chris?
No, not at the moment, no.
Okay, sir, no problem. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. I'm sorry I have to drag you through some.
Not a problem at all. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, thank you, Chris. Thanks for being so brave.
Thank you.
See you soon. Bye now.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.